Well, joined today by Knoxville Police Sergeant Joe Wepler. Joe, let's just start off our conversation a little bit, talking about kind of, you know, you recently were promoted to sergeant within the Knoxville Police Department. You know, you go back in time a little bit, kind of where did you develop a little bit of a passion for law enforcement and wanting to get into this field?
Yeah, so originally, at the end of high school, I originally wanted to be a cardiologist. And then I looked more into it and realized how many years of schooling you have to go through, and decided I didn't want to do that, so I went to college. Originally wanted, going through college my first 2 years, I wanted to be a college fitness trainer, strength coach, strength and conditioning coach, and then about halfway through my sophomore year, I did a internship and just got more experience into it, and I didn't think this would be a career that I would do my whole life. I only saw it as a temporary thing. And in the back of my mind, it always has been law enforcement, law enforcement, law enforcement. I had a uncle that had a lengthy career in law enforcement. I always enjoyed talking to him about that. And I remember as a kid, I would bike home from school as fast as I could to watch World Wildest Police videos or stuff like that. So in the back of my mind, it's always been there. And then halfway through my sophomore year is when I made the switch to go over to law enforcement.
You know, recently you were promoted to sergeant with the Knoxville Police Department. Kind of, what does that promotion mean to you? You know, you're still somewhat of a young officer and you've moved through the ranks quickly. Kind of, you know, how important has that been to you, and, you know, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, so I take it as a huge, huge honor that the department trusts me in this position with having less than 5 years of total law enforcement experience. I've worked hard to get up here, but it feels nice that the department trusts me, and more so moving in this position. I want to be there for the younger officers and also the senior officers, just helping them in any way, shape, or form that I can, whether it's taking a case from them because they have so many, or going on a call for service because they're busy with something else. Just assisting the department, assisting any officers I can, just striving for the future of the department and overall success of the department, and great relationships among all my coworkers.
You know, what is it that you've enjoyed the most specifically about the Knoxville community and serving in that aspect? I mean, obviously there's police vacancies in many different communities all across Iowa and the nation. You know, what have you enjoyed about Knoxville?
So coming in into this department and just being here for the time I am, this department feels very much like a family to me. We're all very close. We work 12-hour shifts, so we spend a long time together. We're all close-knit here. We all get along great with each other, and that's the aspect I really enjoy. I like that Knoxville isn't a major city. I like not coming into work and there's 40 to 50 calls pending. I like being able to come into work and establish rapport with people in the community. People know me by my last name in the community, and I have great relationships with a lot of people, and I think that's very important in the line of police work. I know that can happen in major cities as well, but it's easier when it's a smaller town to develop some rapport and respect among people. So that's what I like for the most part.
You know, switch gears a little bit. You know, you played college football at Simpson. Can you kind of talk about, and you were all-conference linebacker there. Can you kind of talk about what that experience was like and what, you know, what led you to Simpson College in terms of recruiting-wise and wanting to play football there?
So I knew coming out of high school I wanted to continue playing football at the next level. I obviously didn't see it as a future career myself. I wasn't good enough to go down that route. But I had several letters and offers from anywhere from D1 to D3 schools all across the nation, and I went and toured Simpson's campus and just fell in love with it. Just a beautiful campus. It kind of felt almost like when I was there, it was a second home to me. I met a lot of great people when I would tour that I just built a connection with right away. My family lives in Iowa and I wanted to stay in state. I didn't want to get too far away from them. So that was the overall reason why I chose Simpson. I just went there, loved the campus, and built relationships with people right off the bat.
Yeah, and both law enforcement and playing linebacker, you have to make split-second decisions. Yep. As crazy as it sounds, do you feel like that playing football correlates in some way to law enforcement a little bit in that way?
I do, especially in moving to a supervisor role. When I first, my freshman year, when I went to Simpson, I got moved to linebacker. In high school, I played fullback and defensive end, so I had to learn a whole new position, how to play it, how to make different reads and all that, kind of like coming in law enforcement. It's a whole new learning experience. So I gained the ropes my first year at Simpson, and then my sophomore through senior years, I was able to start, served on a leadership council for those 3 years from my sophomore through senior year, and then was voted as a team captain my senior year. And all that, just the trust that was built in me by my teammates and coaches to be a leader on the field, in the weight room, in study sessions, so on and so forth, definitely correlates over to being a sergeant here, just implying the same principles and beliefs from football to law enforcement. As like you mentioned, same thing in football as in law enforcement, you have to make split second decisions. So whether it's watching for the pulling guard or tackle to do it, it's all split sections that they have to take actions on within a couple seconds. So I feel like that definitely has prepared me a little bit to kind of slow down my mind a little bit in those decisions and try to gain the bigger picture in those few brief moments of time to make the correct and best decision.
Well, Joe, kind of before we close, you being a leader on the football field at Simpson and now a leader in the community through being a police sergeant, you know, just kind of what overall has both of those meant to you, and, you know, what do you hope for the future in your role as sergeant here?
So, I mean, it means a lot to me. Like I said, I'm honored to be a part of the Knoxville Police Department. I work with a great amount of officers here. Each officer leads in their own way. I work with a lot of great deputies with the sheriff's office. And it just, you know, I feel honored. I feel blessed that it's entrusted upon me to wear the chevrons and be a sergeant and be the one that officers look to for potential questions or how to handle more serious situations. Obviously, overall, I see myself staying at Knoxville for an extended period of time. I don't know if I'll ever leave or not. I really, really like it here. And I just want to have the best possible future for this department, helping the officers in any way, shape, or form. We have a couple new guys on right now that we're field training, so just trying to craft and mold them into the best officers that they possibly can to better serve the community and all that.
That's Knoxville Police Sergeant Joe Wepler, former Simpson football player, on today's Lely Radio Sports page.